today. Welcome back to another special edition of Crash, Are You Ready? Today we have a very special guest. Crash, Are You Ready? Welcomes Thomas Mercer, writer, director, and co-producer of the groundbreaking film Uncivil Liberties. This is the movie that Big Brother does not want you to see. Today in the current state of affairs, we have been told repeatedly that we must give up our Bill of Rights, our civil liberties in exchange for security, whereas history shows that those who are willing to trade liberty for security end up with neither. Tom, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you for having me.
All right, this is an incredible movie, Uncivil Liberties. What led you up to this? What was your background before the movie?
My background was actually working in government for over 20 years. I had a career as a public servant, and I worked for the state of New York in various capacities, so I wasn't part of the big federal Big Brother. I was from the Little Brother. I got a real taste for what it's like in government. I started as an idealist, thinking that government service is a way to improve society and improve people's lives, and got pretty, after a while, I got pretty full of not really having much of an impact and fighting the same fights over and over again, so accomplishing little. So I shifted careers to try to have a career that would maybe have the potential of a greater impact. And that was media communications and specifically independent filmmaking. And this is my first feature film. I've done documentary work on historic topics, but this is my first feature film that tells a story.
All right. How did you conceive of the idea for this movie?
Right after 9/11 and the enactment of the Patriot Act and the creation of the Department of Homeland Security, my mind started racing forward, and I started to imagine what's going to happen if we continue down this path. Will there come a time when we've traded off so many of our liberties that some people start to push back in the form of an armed resistance, and what will happen if the government really goes so far as to try to track everybody's whereabouts at all times and really clamp down? Is there a possibility that somebody inside the government would want to would see the error of their thinking and make a turn for become a saboteur. So those two elements were the first things that popped into my mind as my head is racing forward into the future. This was around early 2002 that I started writing the script, and boy, it seems like history has unfolded pretty much the way I imagined it would.
Uh-huh. Well, certainly. What was the point at that? Was there a defining moment? In other words, your interest was sparked after 9/11. Was there a defining moment where you said, hey, this is I've got to do something. This is what I'm going to do.
It's kind of a two-step thing in my particular case, where I had made that transition from one career to the other career and was interested in making a feature film, and I wanted to have an idea for a film that would have some social commentary, and I wasn't sure what that would be. Then 9/11 happened, and then I was observing what the Bush administration's response was to that situation, or how they were taking advantage of that situation. So what mm-hmm. sparked the idea for the script was really the creation of the Patriot Act and the building of the Total Information Awareness System that was supposed to data mine all these different sources of data on people and build these profiles of human or citizen behavior so they could find out who's suspicious. That was frightening.
Well, I know that in other talk shows on the network, they have done extensive research into 9/11.
Yeah.
And so we've focused on other topics because I believe that topic is being, in other words, they're looking at alternative explanations to the
yeah.
official government explanation.
Right.
I believe in programs such as Alex Jones and
yeah.
On this network, that those topics have been extensively researched and
yeah.
Talked about. So I didn't, on this program, I didn't want to have, too much redundancy. So we focused on other topics, but it is a fact. It is a fact that the ancient Roman test of qui bono, who benefits, is always relevant.
Yes, yes, it certainly is. And look who's benefited from who's taken advantage anyway of the benefit.
Oh yeah, we've on this program we've covered topics such as the government deliberately bringing drugs into the country to create the problem, and then this was even on national television on a current affair in the early 90s with Maureen O'Boyle. They documented on national TV showing the government bringing in planes of cocaine which were being unloaded in Mina, Arkansas, with the complicity, with at least the tacit knowledge of then Bush Sr. and then Governor Bill Clinton. So, you know, there's a classic Hegelian dialectic where they create the problem, then they offer you the solution. The solution is always, because we're in perpetual emergency, we're in a perpetual war, to take away your constitutional rights.
It is a perpetual war, and that's the struggle that I think we all have to be on our toes about. One of the motivations for making the movie was to help raise the general consciousness of the population about being ever vigilant, about easily giving away our rights to privacy and our other civil liberties.
Exactly, and one would have thought it's a tough hill to climb, because one would have thought after this TV program was shown nationally that there would have been a mass public outcry. There was a yawn. So this was back in the early 90s, before 9/11. So
right,
we'll be
right
back after the break with our special guest congressperson. We'll be right back.
Honey, I'll be right back.
Brittany, your husband looks so good tonight.
I just worry about his high blood pressure. He gets uptight so easily.
I know. My Gary has high blood pressure and high cholesterol. I always think about the what if.
Yeah.
Ladies, you need to get your husband's Cocoa Pure chocolate tea.
Chocolate tea?
That sounds delicious. The information is all over the news. Cocoa without the high fat and an extract from red wine are both shown to have heart benefits, including supporting healthy blood pressure and cholesterol levels.
See, I told you chocolate was good for us.
To try Cocoa Pure risk-free, call 1-800-457-9914. Cocoa Pure contains a red wine extract and pure cocoa, and is natural and healthy for anyone. Cocoa Pure is especially recommended for those with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or a family history of heart disease. Call now for your delicious risk-free trial. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with our special guest, Thomas Mercer, the writer and director and co-producer of the groundbreaking film Uncivil Liberties. Thomas, I have a quote here I'd like your feedback on.
Mm-hmm.
Uh, It says, beware the leader who bangs the drums of war to whip the citizenry into a political fervor. For patriotism is indeed a double-edged sword. It emboldens the blood just as it narrows the mind. And when the drums of war have reached a fever pitch, and the blood boils with hate and the mind is closed, the leader will have no need in seizing the rights of the citizenry. Rather, the citizenry, infused with fear and blinded by patriotism, will offer up all their rights unto the leader, and gladly so. How do I know? For this is what I have done, and I am Caesar. Julius Caesar, 101 to 44 B.C.
Well, before you said it was Caesar, I was betting that it was somebody from history, but it certainly sounds exactly like a page out of George W. Bush's playbook leading up to the Iraq War. And he was doing exactly that, wasn't he?
Well, that seems to be the M.O. In the film that you made, you covered these issues brilliantly. It's very intriguing because your film is the antithesis of a Steven Spielberg film with massive amounts of money poured in and lots of special effects. And there's another radical concept in your film when a movie has too much over-reliance on special effects, gets kind of lost in the process, that radical concept called acting.
Well, thank you for the compliment. We have a good cast that I think was very capable of portraying the characters that they had to. And one of the advantages of having an independent film where you can't afford to have famous actors, you end up with very talented people who haven't been discovered yet. And in a way, the audience then is able to suspend their disbelief and believe that these people they're seeing, who they've never seen before, most of them, are indeed the people in the story. In other words, sometimes you see a very familiar actor that you've seen in many different movies, you aren't thinking of them so much as the character as you are thinking of them as the actor, and I don't think that happens in a film like mine. Your compliment is very well taken. I appreciate that you felt that the acting was good.
What was the total budget for the film?
Well, it was a microscopic budget by Hollywood standards. Something like a Spielberg movie would spend what we spent on catering lunch for cast and crew for one meal, probably. We spent under $100,000, and the budget was $250,000. That's what it would have cost me had I paid everybody their scale, but we have a lot of sweat equity in there, and the $100,000 or so that we did spend is borrowed money. We had investors who believed in the cause, believed in what message we were trying to put out, and loaned money to the production so we could get it made.
Well, I think this is very exciting for people in the patriotic community who might themselves be interested in putting out patriotic films.
Mm-hmm.
Your entire budget was less than what somebody like Spielberg spends just for the catering.
Yes. Just for the catering on one day.
Oh, my gosh. How long did it take you to make this film?
When you don't have money, you have to make up for it with time. And so we would work weekends now and then over the course of a four-year period. And that presents its own challenges because people's appearances tends to change over that amount of time. So we had to really attend to details like changing hair length and gaining and losing weight over that amount of time. But I don't know if you noticed that, George, when you saw it, but we tried very hard to avoid those problems, but that was one of our challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that's good about having longer to do it, having a long period of time, is as events in the exterior world start to unfold, there's a possibility to make little adjustments in the scenes that have not yet been shot to stay ahead of unfolding events of contemporary events. And there's the advantage of adjusting shots, adjusting scenes that have not yet been shot. As you start to edit a film together and you see how it's starting to take shape, you might realize that, well, you know, we really need a scene between these two scenes that does such and such. And so it's not too late to schedule another weekend and bring those actors in and make that scene. So the writing evolves at the same time that the movie is being created, when you have the luxury of time like that.
I imagine at this point the film is kind of, as far as the mass media establishment is concerned, still somewhat under the radar.
Okay.
But nevertheless, have you encountered any resistance initially?
No. It is under the radar, and so the authorities and powers that be, I don't think, are aware of it. My sense is from the DVD sales, from ourselves through our website and through the distributor that puts it out in various other retail outlets, it's sold thousands of copies. So there is a growing audience, and the word about it is spreading. It's spreading by word of mouth, and thanks to programs like yours, people are starting to become aware of it. But we have no resistance from the authorities yet. And I don't know. I don't think it would be such a bad thing if I did get some flack, because there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah, there you go. How can people order your film?
You can order it by going to our website. And my webmaster just gave me a thumbs up here telling me that our technical problem that we had earlier this morning has been solved. So you should be should have no difficulty going to www.uncivilliberties.com where you can get a copy.
I see it's back. It's the link from hereatonline.com. I just clicked on that to your website, and it's back and working. We'll be back after the break.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power...
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacroegi at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacroegi now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's SACROWEDGY.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 020208. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, we're back with our distinguished guest, Thomas Mercer, the writer and director and co-producer of the groundbreaking film Uncivil Liberties, the movie that the neocon artists don't want you to see. Thomas, if you were to talk about the most important issues that are raised by this film, what would they be?
Well, I think the biggest theme that runs throughout is that individuals need to take responsibility. There are two main characters here who are each challenged with choices, confronted with important choices, and they have to take a stand against the community values that they see all around them, the dominant culture that they are enmeshed in. There's a government worker who has to take a stand for liberty against the predominant values of the office where she works in Homeland Security at great personal risk. And there's a man working in the resistance, working for the resistance, who has to take a stand for nonviolence in the face of very violent orders he's been given. And in each case, these people follow their conscience. So that is the most overarching theme. But in terms of specific issues, we're addressing the issues of government surveillance, wiretapping, data mining, and the creation of databases that track people's whereabouts and intentions. That's the thing that frightened me the most as I went into this, as a direction I thought we were heading, and I wanted to make a cautionary tale about that. So that's the central issue that we deal with, political issue we deal with.
All right, and again, if you go to my website, hearitonline.com, that's HearitOnline.com, look in the guests column for today's program, Monday, January 14th. You'll see the interview with Thomas Mercer, and then click on the link, and it'll take you over to the website for the DVD, UncivilLiberties.com. That's UncivilLiberties.com, or you could just go directly to the website at UncivilLiberties.com. Having watched this this movie, I would highly recommend it to all of my listeners. It's the best movie on the issues that I've seen, and at this point, one of the only movies on these issues.
Mm-hmm.
I would urge all of my politically incorrect listeners to order a copy of this DVD. It's very exciting because to me, because it opens up the door for more patriotic movies, and the mass media is very adept at putting out disinformation with high budget movies. We have an opening here to counter with the truth with low-budget movies.
Yes, we do, and it's within reach now. The means of production of important media, including films, feature films, is now within the reach of, some wealthy individuals, but certainly small collectives of individuals can put together the resources necessary to make a feature film. Be it a documentary or be it a narrative with a story. You still have to have the good content. That nobody gets around that. You have to have a good story to tell or good documentary content. But at least the means of production is now within reach. And so we in the Patriot Movement can get our message out now more readily than maybe we could even just a few years ago. That, coupled with the power of the internet, in order to advertise the movie, let the audience know that it exists. These movies have to find their audience, and their audience has to find them. And the miracle of the internet allows that to occur. So those two forces now, I think, are converging to make it possible for the Patriots to counteract counterbalance the media that's controlled by the dominant culture.
Now, what advice would you give to young filmmakers?
Well, I think the first thing for a young filmmaker to do, if they aren't privileged enough to go to a film school, and I wasn't, is to apprentice yourself to people who know the business. Find people who are working in even industrial films or commercials to get the lay of the land and learn how the medium works, the nuts and bolts of it. It's kind of a craft and apprentice. Even going back to years gone by, apprenticeships are one of the best ways to learn a craft. And so that's the first thing I would recommend. I guess my other piece of advice is get a camera. You can get a digital camera and an editing software, put together the basics you need for $1,000 or less. Try to get your hands on that, and then just start shooting and editing materials so you'll learn how it's done. You learn by doing. And then there are a lot of good books that you could read, how-to books, and there are workshops that you can go to. There are many throughout the country. There are many workshops you can find on how independent films are made. And I don't think you necessarily need an expensive film school education to be able to work in that field.
All right. And again, to go to the link for the movie, Uncivil Liberties, you can go to my website, hearitonline.com, on the guest list for today's program. Click on Thomas Mercer's link over to the website, uncivilliberties.com, or just go directly to the website, uncivilliberties.com. That's uncivilliberties.com. How can the citizens who might not be directly doing films assist those that are? How can they become maybe indirectly involved in making patriotic films?
Well, the big missing ingredient that a filmmaker has is the capital. And so to loan money to a filmmaker, knowing that it's risky endeavor and you may not get your money back, so I wouldn't ever advise anybody to invest money they can't afford to lose in a film, but the financial help for a filmmaker is often the hardest thing that they have to come by. Ideas are free and you can get a lot of volunteer help to make movies, but there are certain basic core costs that there's just no way around, and you do need some capital to pay for that. So that's one way that people who aren't directly involved in making a film can support. The other way is to buy DVDs. Some people who have made these, that's the other best way to help an independent filmmaker is buy the product, view the product, and talk about the product.
All right, we'll be back after the break with Thomas Mercer.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drawings123.com. That's drawings123.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with our very special guest, Thomas Mercer, the writer, director, and co-producer of the groundbreaking film Uncivil Liberties. Thomas, can you describe the process of the gathering together the cast and crew and tell us a little bit about the cast and crew of your mm-hmm. movie?
The cast are all resident. I'm centered in the upstate New York area. And all the cast members come from generally within 100 miles of Albany, New York, which has an active theater community. There are several community theaters and repertory theaters active in our area. So we have a good base of stage actors. There's also a lot of TV and small-level film production in our area. So that also creates a pool of talent. So I held a casting call and saw lots of actors and chose them that way. A couple of the key parts, I went directly to an actor I knew because I thought they'd be perfect for the part and asked them if they would take the part. And in each of those cases where I made a direct appeal, they all said yes. And I'm asking them to take a part for which I'm not able to pay them. Our cast is entirely volunteer. So I was very heartened by that. The crew I assembled are all, I have an entirely professional crew. Some of them volunteered their time, and some of them gave deep discounts to what their usual and customary fees would be.
Yes, I noticed you had some name people on this film, and obviously with the budget, they were moved by a sense of patriotism, not just by the almighty dollar.
Absolutely. Even the crew members who were those few crew members who we did have to pay for their professional expertise were not motivated by money, and not a single one. And not a single, as I said, and I think this is significant, the cast that you see on the screen playing their hearts out are not are not being paid for this. So they're really genuine, authentic people. They're not superficial, what you might think of as the Hollywood stereotype at all. These are genuine people who I count them on. Now, having got working so closely with them over these years, I count them all among my friends. I was very privileged to have gotten to know all these people.
All right, and tomorrow, Tuesday, January 15th, we will have a follow-up interview with one of the cast, Tony Grocki, who is also the editor and co-producer of The Uncivil Liberties. The sales of this film, by the way, are skyrocketing by word of mouth, despite the mass media's fair and balanced attempts to give it the silent treatment.
That's true.
By the way, what is your opinion about the Fair and Balanced gang?
Oh, I think they're anything but. I try to avoid them. I don't even look at those people. And when I do, I can't watch very long. Or I get upset. I find it very disturbing.
Well, this film is the antithesis of the systematic disinformation of. Of course, there are lies of commission and lies of omission, and this film is in the exact opposite spirit of that type of media manipulation. You bring the salient points out, you bring out the issues, and then let the audience decide, which is a compliment to their intelligence. Whereas, in my opinion, the type of media manipulation that we see with Fair and Balanced Gang is an insult to any thinking person. They're trying to make value judgments for us.
You're right. Uncivil Liberties raises more questions than it answers. It does not really answer any questions, but it's a stimulus for thought and it's a stimulus for discussion. And these are multifaceted issues that really need consideration. There's no simple black or white ways of looking at the question of balance between liberty and security. There are many different things you have to take into account, and many different characters in this movie who are looking at that central question from their individual points of view are in some ways representative of the population at large, where we have so many different ways of looking at it.
All right, we had a lot of ground to cover in this interview. We've got only a couple of minutes left, but if there are callers that would like to ask a quick question before we run out of time here, call us 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And again, I would urge all of my listeners to acquire a copy of this movie. It's absolutely wonderful. The website, again, is uncivilliberties.com, or you can go to my website, hereitonline.com, and look in the guest section for Monday, January 14th, and click on the link over to uncivilliberties.com. We're almost out of time here. Do you have any closing thoughts for our listeners?
Well, I wanted to say that we've priced this DVD to be within reach. We've got it down to $13.95. That is as low as we can get it and make the effort of producing it and getting it in the hands of the viewer as low as we can. I know a lot of times you'll have shipping and handling charges that is truly a profit center for the person who's trying to sell you something. Our shipping and handling charges are exactly what it costs us to get it to you. So $13.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, that's a $16.95 to your door price. And that's, I think, within the reach of most everybody who wants to see the film. The price of two movie tickets.
Yeah, it's about four lattes at Starbucks.
Yeah.
I can't thank you enough for being motivated for doing this patriotic work. And again, just it's just like you said, you're pricing the DVD not for profit so much as for getting the word out and doing the patriotic community a real service. And again, there is I love the fact that you're focused on bringing up the issues instead of trying to jam some kind of political pseudo philosophy down the purchasers' throats. I mean, there is no one who can watch this film without being motivated to ask a lot of questions, and this is the whole point.
Exactly. Thank you for your kind thoughts and support.
All right. Thank you so much for the interview. Again, we'll be back tomorrow with a follow-up interview. Crash, are you ready? On the 15th of January, we'll welcome Tony Grotke, who is the one of the actors in the film and is also the editor and co-producer of the movie Uncivil Liberties. And Tony and I had a very, very fascinating discussion privately about the current political state of affairs. We'll be back tomorrow with Tony Grotke.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.